Coastline Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. At midnight tonight, the military side of it ends, but not the whole thing. Cambodia, of course. That in 1 minute.
Could arthritis minor pain keep you awake tonight? Then, before you go to bed, rub in Exocaine to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain, so you may get a good night's sleep. You see, Exocaine Arthritis Foam is the only leading rub with Benzocaine, a fast-acting anesthetic that really penetrates to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain. So at night, to forget your throbbing pain, remember to rub in Exocaine.
This fall, send your student back to school with a servant. That's right, a servant. Hi, Pat Summerall here for True Value Hardware Stores. One servant they suggest, General Electric's portable cassette recorder. It's a secretary that records each professor's words of wisdom. It takes dictation, too, to make term paper time easier. And this servant's service costs you just $21.88. Get the GE portable cassette recorder at the participating True Value Hardware store near your home.
At midnight tonight, American bombing of Cambodia comes to an end, the result of Congress voting to cut off all funds for such operations. That means that at midnight tonight, all American combat operations in Indochina end, or so we are told. A curtain descends on a bleak chapter of American history. Over 50,000 Americans killed, over a quarter of a million of them wounded, over $110 billion spent. Cambodia has always been regarded as only an adjunct to the big war in Vietnam, a place where North Vietnamese send supplies and stock them, a place where North Vietnamese troops rest and regroup before big battles in neighboring South Vietnam, a place that would never have got involved in the war if it had not been for its geography. Thailand to the west, Laos and North Vietnam to the north, South Vietnam to the east. Cursed by geography, as Poland has been in Eastern Europe, Cambodia tried for many years, under its now deposed leader, Prince Norodom Sihanouk, to adjust to the war. Avoiding it entirely was impossible. Adjustment meant, in some cases, closing one's eyes to North Vietnamese use of its territory, or to American bombing of its territory. After all, Sihanouk reasoned, it was the sacrifice of a small part of Cambodia to retain the independence of the rest of it. And so when the North Vietnamese began to use the eastern sliver of Cambodia as a sanctuary for the war in Vietnam, Sihanouk looked the other way. And when, in response, the Americans began to stage cross-border military operations into Cambodia to strike at the North Vietnamese or to launch a series of B-52 attacks against the North Vietnamese, Sihanouk again looked the other way. At one point encouraging the North Vietnamese, at another point the Americans, but at no point losing his own flexibility to play one enemy off against the other. And that was really Sihanouk's skill and contribution. He retained Cambodia's sense of sovereignty and independence, and he spared many Cambodian lives. But Sihanouk could play that game only so long. In March 1970, he was overthrown by some of his closest aides. An anti-communist, anti-Hanoi government took over. The United States gave it full support, and suddenly the war, which was winding down, engulfed Cambodia. American and South Vietnamese troops incurred in the spring of 1970 to wipe out the sanctuaries, everyone was told. After the incursion, the sanctuaries widened, and the Americans began to help the post-Sihanouk regime fight Hanoi. Arms, aid, and finally bombs. Thousands of them over a period of several years on and off. The upshot of it all is that despite a ceasefire of sorts in South Vietnam and a peace of sorts in Laos, the war in Cambodia spread throughout the country. U.S. bombing spread throughout the country, too, engaging in tactical strikes, though Washington said that would not happen. And then Congress got fed up and for the first time in the war cut the purse strings, and the bombing ends tonight. What has been accomplished? Not much good that anyone can see. Much harm that is obvious to all. For the Americans, Cambodia was merely a piece of real estate in a war nobody cared for. For the Cambodians, who never wanted the war either, it has been pretty much of a catastrophe. Now this message.
Your authorized Cadillac dealer has a very pointed question for you, and a very pointed answer. The question, why settle for a car when you can own a Cadillac? The answer,
Why, indeed. If you've been putting off the decision to purchase a new automobile, you should know this. Right now, Cadillac dealers are at the end of a model year which has been a Cadillac record breaker. More people have chosen to own Cadillac than ever before in history. Over twice as many, in fact, as the nearest competitor. And with such a year coming to a close, Cadillac dealers are in an excellent position to make Cadillac ownership especially attractive. The 1973 Cadillacs are outstanding in their luxury and comfort. And with Cadillac resale value traditionally the highest of all U.S. car makes, no wonder we say, why settle for a car when you can own a Cadillac? And why wait to visit the person who can put you into one, your authorized Cadillac dealer?
First Line Report. Have a good day. I am Arvin Kelt, CBS News.